Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Sabina Miller, and it's always a pleasure. And I just also would like to say, before we go back to Christina, that the engineer today is Sam, who I've gotten to meet for the first time.
She's fabulous.
She's fabulous, absolutely. A wonderful, wonderful person, and just keeping things running nice and smooth. So thank you, Sam. Back to Christina,
yes.
And I know you had mentioned scams just
yes,
before we went
to the
break. Yes,
I just quickly want to say, on the date of the St. Francis Health Fair, it's also National Healthcare Decisions Day on April 16th. I know Northwell Hospital, they're going to be on talking about this because they're working on a whole initiative around this, about really filling out, different forms, including the MOLST form, and just getting your life in order, all your decisions made. And so they'll be on in April to talk about all the
Christina,
details of that.
Christina, excuse me. Do you think that some of our listeners are not aware of what Northwell is now and what it was?
Previously, North Shore LIJ is now Northwell, which I'm trying to train myself to keep saying Northwell because it's very hard after all these years of saying North Shore LIJ. But they will be on talking about National Healthcare Decisions Day, and we're really trying to spread the word because it's certainly important to get all of your orders and things that you want, in your life situated. So that's April 16th. We always talk about scams on this show, and we really try to get the word out. We just recently had the IRS PSA.
I got a call.
You did. See, a lot of our PI members, it came out of one of the advisory committees, and Otto was here, and he actually brought in one of his phone. He recorded on his phone and got, and so many of the group raised their hand and said they got the call, and then the director of the station, Dan, also got it. So he turned his call into a little public service announcement that we've been playing on the radio. What did your call? What did he tell you on the?
Hello, is this? Yes, I'm calling, Internal Revenue. You owe back taxes. And if they're not paid, the police might appear at your house and you'll be arrested. It's going to be very embarrassing when the neighbors see the police drive up and take you away.
Oh, my gosh.
And do you want the address? Not do you want. I'll give you the address to send the check to. But, I'm very old. I never got this kind of call in my life, and I've used the same accountant or CPA for I'm widowed 17 years, and he did me a favor doing my taxes because he was my late husband's CPA for 40 years, and he would go to his office twice a week. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do simple people. Mm-hmm. But he did me and never made a mistake. And in the background, I could hear telemarketers. Mm-hmm. I could hear other people on the phone. And I said, send me that in writing, and hung up.
Oh, good.
Good.
Because, it's funny, you said, all these years hasn't happened. Well, there was a Newsday article that just came out last week, I guess it was. On March 19th. And there's the IRS most recent alert indicates that 400% increase in email, tax scams, and calls. 400%.
When you first get it and you're a senior and you're
widow. Absolutely.
And this is the IRS.
It's frightening.
Oh, my goodness.
It's authority
and,
coming at you.
Yeah. And you have not, you haven't paid your taxes. You paid the wrong amount. You now owe, $12,000 or something.
Yeah, in this Newsday article, they were saying, if you get a phone call, obviously be leery and hang up because they're not going to call you.
Right.
And there were also a lot of people, there's been these email scams, is primarily what the article was saying too. And, the IRS still uses, and they said snail mail, and it made me laugh in the article, that's what they like to use still. So, you really have to be aware of these things. And the problem is too, on top of that, even there's a lot of tax preparers out there who are shady too.
No.
And they were saying there's been an increase in that too. So it's really important to use someone or a company, someone reputable. It's really important too because, everyone is, this is the time where everyone's trying to get some money out of somebody. So it's just important to really, question, and as you said, send it to me in writing, you know, because what are they going to send, you know? And if they do, it's you're going to red flag that it's not going to be, you know.
Oh, he did correct. Tell me that I could put it on my charge.
Oh, well, that was very nice of him. Yeah, it's very considerate of him. Yeah.
And you know what's another quick statistic with that, which is a shame. If you did pay it, they come back and they say there's a mistake, because when they know they've suckered you in,
they can get more.
They'll say, you know, we did the calculation, and ma'am, I'm sorry, it wasn't 700, it was 900, so it's 200 more, because they got you.
I think it
makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that I must be first on the sucker list, because it was almost 3 months ago that I got this. And then, like, weeks later, I heard, oh, this is a scam that's going around.
No, I think, you know, and, you know, as we see, too, it's, you know, with technology is a great thing. It also made life easier for scam artists in many ways. It makes it quicker. They can get more information. You know, we were talking recently about this. You know, John and I were in a meeting because we really want to do a series of these Project Safe things that really tell seniors what to watch out for, you know, in all aspects of, you know, of safety, of you know, contractors, all kinds of different scams that might occur. And it's really, you know, with technology, they're able to get a lot of information on you very quick. So it's, you just have to be aware and not afraid to ask questions. And I think that's the number one thing is, you know, really question them and don't just accept, you know, what they say. You know, it's really
just one other quick one, which Rebecca, who's been on this show, mm-hmm. was talking the other day, and her voicemail used to say, "Hi, you've reached Rebecca, Matt, and Luke."
Mm-hmm.
I think those are her boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said somebody could call. "Hi, Sabina. How's Matt?"
Yeah.
So, of course, you think I know who you are because she said, now I think she just has the number. Mm-hmm. You know, when you give that information, they don't know whether Matt's a boy or a husband or whatever, but it makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
How's Matt? So you think, oh, this must be somebody who knows me.
Yeah, well, I don't. As I'm fond of saying, I don't do computer. My children are upset that I don't do it. However, I said, I am a night person. I go to bed 3-4 in the morning, and I'm curious about everything. If I had a computer at 3 or 4, I'd sit down and Google everything.
Right, right, right.
I don't do computer. I do telephone, and I do believe, and I get calls asking for money for heartbreaking things.
Right, okay.
And I say, okay, give me the address, I'll send a check. Well, you can put it on your Master or Visa. You do not give that out on the telephone unless you know who you're giving it to. I say, no envelope, no money.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I hang up.
And that's exactly what, you know, because it's very tricky, too, because some of these things, you know, might not necessarily be a scam, but be a telemarketer. You know, so it's this web of you're not sure. And that's why it's just, you know, we don't want people to walk around or be terrified and not talk
exactly.
to them either. You know, so it's just being aware, you know, and that's what these Project Safe seminars that, you know, we all do is just, it's so important to, you know, just to learn, you know, and there's, you know, constantly going to be a new scam coming out. So on this show, we have a place where we could actually voice and express these things. And I think that's what was so great about the IRS, you know, PSA that the radio show did too, because it's such a timely thing that, I mean, look, you know, Newsday was just talking about it too. And the fact that it's up 400%,
it just blows.
I mean, it's just that number in itself just blows your mind. So just everyone stay tuned. You know, we're hopefully going to be doing some exciting Project Safe stuff to come in the future too. Briefly, I just want to also tell people that the Asian American Festival is going to be coming up Saturday, May 21st. The flyer's hot off the presses.
Okay.
So that's going to be a wonderful event. There's all different cultural performances and food and crafts and shopping. It's a great thing. Actually, the scarf I'm wearing currently, no one can see this, but the people here, is from the Asian
American. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh,
there we go. It ties in. There's also a bunch of AARP driving courses that are going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. The April one is all full. I was told to just tell everyone that, but May 14th is the next one at Clinton G. Martin Park. So it's $20.
And that's the point. You got to call because they book fast.
They book really fast because I see, you know, people are constantly coming in trying to get their spot. There's only a set number of spots to go. So call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this information.
You got one more. I'll let you get one more
quick. One more. Super exciting. EAC, I want everyone to know that EAC is now in charge of all Meals on Wheels throughout Nassau County. There's a very, I mean, it's open. So anyone that needs Meals on Wheels, call 311.
Absolutely. And they're looking to give out the food, which sometimes they've gotten short.
Yes.
Now they're looking
to
give out
food.
Terrific. Wow. I want to thank Christina and Sabina and Sam. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll be
Happy
here next
holidays.
Week. Happy holidays.